There are three stages of podcast growth and monetization. In this episode, we're going to share with you how to identify where you're at right now and where you need to go next. Hello, and welcome back to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing. I'm Targ O'Shea.
And I'm Anthony Wineri.
And in this episode, you'll learn the three different stages of podcast growth and monetization.
How to grow your podcast by doing less.
Oof. And finally, how to know what stage you're currently at and what specific actions will drive more growth for your podcast. Anthony, I want to tell you a story about my guy named Chef Marco.
Chef Marco, okay, all right.
So Chef Marco, he opened a restaurant. He was a chef, right? Mm-hmm. And of course, when he opened his restaurant, he envisioned Michelin-style restaurants.
Of course, yeah, merch. Big dreams.
You know, I those like big it. Restaurants that actually have merch, which
the American
is,
dream.
The American dream, which is a pretty wild stage to get to, right? Merch for a restaurant.
I know, it is pretty nuts, to be fair. I love it. Whenever I see him, I'm like, you know what? Good for you guys. Good for you.
Right, exactly. Good for you. I've never bought a restaurant piece of merch, but that's besides the point. Nationwide chain. Michelin star, merch, the works, right? And so that's what he focused on. And so he opened his restaurant right out of the door. He had the merch prepared. He was talking to franchises. He was kind of doing all the bits. But it turns out there was a big fatal flaw.
Interesting. What was the flaw?
Well, his restaurant was, as they say in today's day and age, mid. No, his restaurant was empty.
Empty.
Half empty on a good day.
Half empty on a good day.
And, you know, the ambience of the restaurant, the atmosphere, it was subpar, you know?
Subpar.
It wasn't somewhere where people thought, whoa, this place feels amazing.
This place for vibes.
The food wasn't the best. There were very Instagrammable dishes, viral stuff, but it just didn't taste the best. And it didn't get people saying, oh my God, that was the best burger I've had in town. I'm coming back here.
Interesting.
Hmm. But he'd spent thousands on custom uniform. Could you believe it? What a parallel, right?
Oh my God, epic. What life decisions that we make, you know?
What life decisions that we make. So what gives?
What you tell me, mate?
Well, instead of focusing on the right thing for the stage he was currently at with growing his business, ultimately, he was a little bit too focused on the end goal, the grand vision and the bigger picture, and really trying to solve for that right away without understanding that there are stages along the way that we must hit one at a time before it really makes sense, before the grand vision fully materializes and before aspects of those vision are even worth thinking about. For example, things like merch.
Got it. So what you're trying to say is he launched again with this grand vision and he almost tried to skip step A, B, C or 1, 2, 3 and go straight to the very end rather than thinking logically of, well, actually, you know, yes, I want to get to this grand vision, but do I start with the grand vision? You know, what are steps I have to logically take in order to make sure the grand vision actually becomes a reality?
And it's a fine balance because, of course, it's good to have a grand vision to start with. And that can be really helpful to have a North Star from the off, right? But again, when it comes to executing that, sometimes it can really work against you. And in this case, for a man like Chef Marco.
Chef Marco.
he was spending out all this money on custom uniform. He had the merch. He was talking to franchises when actually no one was going to franchise it or buy merch because the food didn't even taste that great yet to the point where people were coming back, right?
Right, Tig, look, I get it. But I'll be honest with you, man, I'm thinking great for, you know, man like Marco. Sick name, by the way.
Chef Marco to
Chef you. Marco to me, okay. But what the hell does this have to do with growing a podcast, making money with the show, us getting rich and famous, our listeners getting rich and famous? Like, get to the point here, mate. What are we trying to get out here?
Well, there was huge parallels between this way of thinking and this way of approaching growth to podcasting as well. Now, I'm going to flip this back to you. Where, I'm going to challenge you a little bit here. Where have you seen examples of this type of
podcasters being emulating,
yes,
being influenced,
yes,
by?
You draw some parallels for me here.
Okay.
Based on podcasters that we've spoken to, worked with, etc. We've seen enough of it.
Interesting. I think if I had to say which podcasters or some things that we see podcasters doing that sound very smelly in terms of smelling Chef Marco in terms of how they're approaching things, would really be some podcasts kind of having this grand vision of what they want their end goal to be. They've got this grand vision of them speaking on stage, being a massive authority leader in whatever industry they're in, being, again, the niche dominant force, being the go-to guy in their space. And oftentimes they start their podcast with this grand vision in mind and almost try to present their podcast as if it was already there at a spot where they are the authority, at a spot where they have a massive audience, at a spot where they are, you know, having all these speaking opportunities.
Okay.
But the only missing thing for them about this and why this doesn't work is because they end up having a super broad show that tries to target everyone. Let's say I have a leadership podcast. It tries to target everyone in leadership, which is basically the entire leadership space, which is fucking huge.
Yeah.
It makes it super tricky. And also, they haven't actually cultivated a core growing audience to begin with.
So
they're going after this massive pie, the entire leadership space, but have not even cultivated, let's just say, managers and helping managers the best they possibly can.
Sure. Lead. I see.
So that's where I see people going wrong. It's like trying to eat off way too much of the pie rather than asking themselves, okay, I've got this grand vision. I want to be an industry leader. I want to be a thought leader. I want to get invited to this keynote speakers, whatever it might be. But what's the first logical step I should take, which is build an actual core audience? And how do I then build a core audience? Well, probably by being a bit more niche to begin with. Probably by having a podcast that's way more specific, targeting a specific group within leadership.
Yep.
You know?
Okay. So you're saying, for example, someone that has the big vision, they want to be speaking on resilience in leadership, on avoiding burnout in leadership, on coaching team in leadership. And there might be the grand vision. And maybe their business serves people. Maybe they coach people to be better managers. They also coach people to avoid burnout. But you're saying can't start there with a podcast if you haven't got a core audience yet, because it's going to be serving too many people. And you will actually, in presenting your podcast that way and optimizing it that way from the start, you'll never actually grow your audience to the point where you can serve all those people well.
Correct.
Okay, I got you.
Correct. That's basically it, right? And it's understanding, again, what stage you are in your journey. And there are different stages that you are in your journey.
Absolutely.
This mistake often comes from being unaware about these different stages of the podcast growth and monetization journey. The same way Chef Marco, didn't understand that, hey, yeah, you can have this grand vision, but what are the steps, what are the stages you have to go through in order to actually have that come to reality? For Marco, it would be, well, firstly, number one, making sure your food tastes good.
Yep.
You know, okay. Step number two, making sure the menu is attracted to the right person. Again, I'm not going to go for the stage of launching a bloody restaurant. God, I don't know.
Yep.
But I'm assuming that'll be the first couple of things.
Right.
Before you jump to merchandise.
Yeah.
And same with the podcast. So now what we want in this episode is to highlight the different stages of the podcast growth and monetization journey to tell you exactly what that looks like so you can identify where you're at the stage. And it will allow you to essentially focus way less on everything else and have laser focus on what's right in front of you. Laser focus on the stage you're actually at.
Perfectly said. And look, there are three stages. And let me take that back. There are infinite stages, but we see most podcasters and most growth levels really fall into three, the three initial ones, right? And so to give you the high level, there's one stage is really the 0 to 1,000 download a month mark.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you get to about 1 to 3,000 downloads a month, things shift a little bit. And then when you pass 3,000 downloads a month, things shift a little bit again. So let's talk through each of those. So you listening right now can identify where you're at and the steps you need to take. So Anthony, tell me about the first stage. So if stage one of podcast growth and monetization is the characteristics and the situation of being under 1,000 downloads a month, tell me about that.
So yeah, so really in terms of this stage, the main focus of the show really should be, okay, clarifying who my podcast is actually for. Like, who am I trying to target with my show? How am I presenting that in a way to turn that stranger into listener? Again, when you do this, you're able to then build that core fan base, that core audience base who actually love your show. But when you're not clear on your target, you can't really build that audience. You can't really reach the right listeners because you don't really have a target.
Okay, but I have a leadership podcast and I've been on like 600 downloads for a year now.
The likelihood is there are tons of other leadership podcasts out there. And just because you said I'm a leadership podcast, that doesn't really help you stand out.
Okay. Oh.
Nor is that something that has, again, a very clear, specific positioning. Meaning, if someone in leadership just stumbles across your podcast and it just says leadership podcast, but 1,000 other leadership podcasts out there exist, so why should they listen to you over someone else who's a legitimate authority? You're going to get there, but you're not there yet. So why would they pick your shit over someone else's? So being more specific, i.e. targeting specifically executives looking to reduce stress and tension within their teams, that is very specific.
Okay.
If you have a podcast like that and you have that core audience, that's a starting point of you cultivating the audience you want to reach.
And look, and on that, I think the other main characteristic, trait, fundamental that gets laid down here we said for Marco, it's making sure the food tastes good, right?
Yes.
And you could say, no, understanding what his menu is, who it's for, which is what you described, understanding what the podcast is, who it's for, and most importantly, why it's different to other ones. How do you make sure the food tastes good? And really, the answer is making sure the episodes as a collective are bingeable to one type of person, right? Mm. And I would say the word that we haven't explicitly said yet that I really want people to understand at this stage is bingeability. So getting people coming back for more. Really, that is the crux of breaking out of 1,000 download a month jail, if you like. Right?
That's so true, right? Because I think a lot of people made the... A lot of people, what they will do is they think, okay, my podcast isn't growing, therefore I need loads more exposure.
Yeah.
And they skip over step one and building their foundations.
Yeah.
So they go to exposure, they start promoting on social media, they start optimizing their show for podcast SEO, they start getting high profile guests onto their show, or they start guesting and featuring as a guest on other people's podcasts. But the issue is, they then send all of this traffic to a podcast that isn't specific, clear, and hasn't got the bingeability factor yet, isn't proven to get listeners coming back for more. So the show, again, plateaus and never really breaks past because it's unable to keep those listeners coming back for more.
There we go. I think you absolutely nailed it. And you make a really good point in showing how why people end up skipping the stage that therefore keeps them stuck in that stage,
yes,
right? But not realizing it. And it just even leads to more frustration. So look, you've got your show bingeable. You've got people coming back for more. And again, the only way you even do that is by having a clear positioning, like you mentioned, mm-hmm, and a clear segment of your market that you're trying to reach. Mm. Now, that should get you past 1,000 downloads a month. If you get people coming back for more, mm-hmm, you pretty much only need one new listener to tell a friend and tell a friend, and then you will be always growing. So, what's the next stage? This really takes shape from about 1,000 to 3,000 downloads a month, I would say, because at this stage, you've got enough initial mass there that you've got a good amount of people or an initial amount of people who are listening recurringly, right? You've got your initial audience base, and therefore you could say you've got kind of an initial proof of concept for your show. Fair to say?
Yes, very fair to say.
So now it's time to get a bit more exposure on it and really start to scale the podcast. And how does this look, Anthony? How does one get more exposure at this level, right? And I say at this level because you could put the podcast on a billboard, right? But we wouldn't recommend that for this level. We actually had a client do that once, which is why it comes to mind.
In terms of this stage, so at this point, again, you're at 1,000 to 3,000 monthly downloads. You have a core audience and a fan base who, again, are coming back to your show. They're listening. The show's growing now. Now, this is really more about focusing on, again, the exposure piece, which is the fundamental pieces like podcast SEO.
Yep.
You know, making sure that, great, I've got people coming back for more, but how do I make sure I've got the right listeners finding my show organically, again, organically, meaning they're just searching on Apple and Spotify, to discover my show. So again, optimizing your podcast or podcast SEO will allow you to be exposed to the right listeners searching for your content.
Got it. That's
one thing.
Okay.
The other side of it as well is actually guesting on other people's podcasts.
Got you.
So this is very different type to you inviting guests into your show and you being the interviewer and interviewing your guests.
But I'm a thought leader by this point, right?
But yes, you are. Not quite yet.
Okay.
You are a thought leader, but not quite yet. But we'll this will help time. You build your thought leadership.
Okay.
So what you're doing is you then feature as a guest on other people's shows who are similar to you. And this will allow you to tap into their audience and get exposed to their audience. And again, build your credibility in the process, build your authority in the process, and also allow you to attract more of the right listeners to your show.
Got it. Okay, makes sense. So look, at this point, we've got the proof of concept, we've started to use these exposure tactics, and we are now hopefully starting to break past 3,000 downloads, right? And if, of course, if you apply SEO, you apply guesting, and you have that initial proof of concept that came before in the first stage, then you will be making it past. So now what's the final stage? Oh, well, 3 out of 3, again, there could be 5, there could be way more. I keep making that clear. There's the 100,000 download a month stage, right? But for now, again, for where we're at right now, once you break past really around 3,000 downloads a month, things start to look a little different in the sense that monetization becomes more meaningful.
Yeah, and we want to make this very clear. Once you get stage one sorted, i.e. you've clarified who your show's for, you've got bingeable content. If you're an entrepreneur, an expert who's using your podcast to build your personal brand and attract dream clients to your business, that will naturally start happening. Like you'll start having more people reaching out to you.
Yeah.
But it might not be the complete focus. It's not the complete focus of that stage, right?
Because there's still going to be a small number of people.
Right?
So yes, to be clear, you can monetize actually before you hit 1,000 downloads by getting stage one right.
And we'll have times you absolutely smash that, right?
But of course, you'll still be limited to a certain number of people. Now, as your podcast is really growing past 3,000, then it becomes more of a focus. Exactly. Right? So how does that look? When I said more meaningful, I meant there's more you can do with it. There's more reason to focus on it. Yes. How does that look once we're past the $3,000 download a month mark?
So once you're past the $3,000 per month mark, this is really about testing specific content that converts and allows your audience to take more action. So again, testing different types of content, i.e. if I did a case study where I share and highlight a client success, will that drive more of my audience to book a call with me or to join my lead magnet or to accept my lead magnet, right? Or join my mailing list. If I try a piece of content where I break a specific limiting belief that potential clients have before working with me, will that drive them to want to explore again, working with me, reaching out to me, seeing what I can do? But the whole point here is really getting clear on what types of content you're producing drives the most amount of action for your audience. Once you understand the content that works well, you now have way more clarity and control over the actual monetization of your show. Because if you can't influence your audience to take action and actually, you know, take fucking action, they'll never take action to buy from you, purchase from you, or even join your email list.
Got it.
So that's super important. The other side of this as well is looking at which types of calls to action will drive the most amount of, action from your audience. So these two things are really like, they're very related. You can't have one without the other. It's a content piece and a CTA piece, and testing both of them out. And of course, building your list and really focusing in on, okay, once I have this person's email list and for intents and purposes, once a listener becomes a lead and a warm lead, what does my back end look like with my emails? What emails am I sending them? How am I nurturing them while they're not listening to the podcast? What things am I saying to them, again, within my email list to get them to once again take action, purchase from me? And that's all you'll be doing at this stage, is really just rigorously testing out your content, your CTA, and then figuring out the back end, once they're in your email list, how to get them once again to take action.
Very articulate, very thorough. And if you're at stage three, you've got a hell of a game plan right there.
There you go.
So look, which stage are you at? For you hearing this right now, you, again, statistically, from knowing, having worked with so many podcasters, but honestly spoken to thousands of podcasts at this point, we know the majority, you're likely to be in one of these three camps. Mm. And if you're past that, then congratulations, that's really well done. So understand where you're at and remember that you can't really skip stages. And so, yes, you can monetize while you're still at stage one, but it's only going to be reliable and done in a way where it's not lucky and there's a foundation to keep doing so if you really nail stage one, right? And we wouldn't recommend focusing on monetization at stage one for the reasons discussed. It's like putting the cart before the horse. It's focusing on brand building and having your name places when people don't know your name yet. And the aim is just to get people coming back for more first before they start to care about you as a person. Right. Stage two, get more exposure. So if you've got a bit of proof of concept, you've got people coming back to more, now it's time to turn on the jets. And now you've actually got a fire started that you can pour fuel on. But a lot of podcasters try to pour fuel on something that isn't even lit in the first place.
Yes. And the final stage that we mentioned is, again, rigorously testing once you're above 3,000 monthly downloads, testing out literally a bunch of different types of content and tracking which one actually drives action for your audience, testing out different calls to action to see which one performs best, having clarity around what makes your audience take action to engage with you. And then finally, with your email list, really nurturing your list and figuring out, once again, the system, the backend system of consistently turning your listeners into newsletter subscribers, into clients for your program. Depending what stage you're at, focus in on that stage. And until you break past that specific stage, then you focus onto the next thing. But if you're trying to focus on all these different things at the same time, it's going to be so difficult for you to even just level up the podcast for itself.
Exactly. So with that being said, hopefully you enjoyed this video and it made sense and it gave you some clarity around why your podcast isn't growing currently, and where you're at and what the steps are next to take for you specifically to break past your current stage and actually start scaling your podcast. If you've enjoyed the video, feel free to subscribe so you don't miss the next one. And comment below, what stage are you at and what were your takeaways in terms of where you need to go next? We'll be very happy to read over them and help. You do the podcast?
So look, if you're new...
Actually, I can do the podcast as you've done. So James, for audio.